How we doing?
Good.
Oh, it's good. It's been a couple of good hot days for our players. Obviously, we're in phase three of the off-season program where we get to go and compete against each other offensively and defensively and continue to work on special teams. I've been very happy with the work. Guys are working at it every day. We know we have a lot of work ahead of us, but what they've done thus far I've been happy with. I think I see more talent. As I said earlier on our football team, guys are competing each and every day, each and every play, and that's what we have to do to continue to get better. But it just gives our coaches a chance to keep seeing our team and evaluate them in different situations and different areas, and so that's where we are.
Jamie Collins did some individual stuff.
Uh-huh.
Is this the first day, or is it this week he's got on the field for the first time?
No, he's done some other individual stuff, you know.
So is he on course?
I think he is.
Training camp?
No question.
Team?
Yeah.
Did he do any teamwork before?
I hope he can. I hope he can once we get to the mandatory minicamp. We'll see. We're going to take it slow as we go because we definitely need him full go at training camp. But he's making the progress that we feel he needs to make.
Hugh, how have you seen Baker Mayfield progress now that you've been out here on the field?
He's doing some good things. I mean, Baker, obviously, you know, he's learning the National Football League game, but he's working at it each and every day. He goes in there and gets his reps and makes the most of them. Again, as I said before, we're driving a very talented player. Glad we have him. Works extremely hard. And, he's competing hard.
Hey, how do you go about determining how many reps to get him, which reps to give him?
Well, I think we kind of talk about it as a staff. You know, just working the process for him. You know, and as we go, there'll be more that he gets. You know, we got to start him off and get him acclimated to all of this and how it all works through meetings and his teammates, the locker room, being on the field, being coached. I think all of that.
Now that you've seen him in your setting, how would you characterize the kind of ball he throws?
Oh, he can throw it. I mean, he has a tight spiral. And he can fit the ball in tight spaces. He can throw it long. He has all the arm talent that I think you need to play. So I don't think that's ever been a concern of ours at all.
Hey, you were coming off of last year. What's your message to the team going into 2018?
Last year doesn't matter. You know, my message is let's get better every day. Let's just get a little bit better every single day at everything we do, whether it's the classroom or it's on the field. That's my challenge to them, and that's the challenge that they have to accept.
Hey, Demarius Randall. Tweet that he sent out. I mean, I know it was ingested in fun.
Right.
What is your reaction to it? And I guess we're going to meet with him and we'll get his
Absolutely. I think what Demarius found out is that there's a lot of passionate Cleveland fans here, and you got to be careful about what you say. And I don't think he meant it in any harm. I think he has a love and a respect for Seth Curry, you know, obviously. But I think he found out that, hey, look, in this city, it's about the Cavaliers and LeBron James. And that's the way we all talk about it. Obviously, I was able just the other day to show them LeBron's message to the media, you know, in Game 7 when he talked about team. Because I thought it was tremendous. I thought what he said about his other teammates and how they are a huge part of it. And people that haven't played the game or wore shorts or been in a locker room understand what it takes to win. I thought that was sensational. So I said that to our football team. But obviously, I want to take my hats off to the Cavs again for going back to the finals. LeBron doing everything he's done to get them back and the team getting back there. And we'll be all pulling for them. Every last one of us will be pulling for them starting Thursday night.
Sorry, are you willing? He's on the hook now for a lot of money.
I'm not paying one dime.
No,
I'm done with saying anything. You know, there's no more me going on a limb saying anything. I just want to play.
High interest loan, Hugh?
No interest loans.
You coached in this league before social media, and now you're head coach in this era. Is there a need for a social media director for your team, or do you have a social media policy?
Well, I do, and we do a good job. We try not to really talk about other teams and other things that go on that way. You know, obviously, this is Demarius's first year with us, and I'm sure there's a lot of lessons learned. I try to take our team through those lessons because I think it's important. So I don't think we'll have any more of those, you know, the rest of the way. But sometimes those things do have to happen so we can remind ourselves exactly what social media can do, and it can put you in a tough spot. But again, I think it was all done in fun. I don't think he meant any harm by it, but I do understand our fans. I would expect to be the same way, you know. And if he's going to pay all that money for jerseys, then so be it.
Hey, Hugh, who among undrafted guys has jumped out at you here during this?
You know, it's kind of hard to say right now. I think, as you guys know, they're not getting all the reps yet. Mm-hmm. But there are some guys out there that are going. I would hate to just put a name out there to put one out there. Let's just, you know, get these guys to training camp. And I think we'll really start to see more of them because I think in that setting, you'll get more reps because of the pads being long.
I got to go back to Randall one question. He also said he's sitting courtside, where presumably he'll be cheering for the Warriors.
He needs to be careful.
Him, that might not be
he needs good. To be careful. That's all I would say. You know, there's popcorn, there's sodas, and all kind of stuff, you know, that could come your way. No, I think he'll handle it the right way. I don't think, again, I don't want to make it more than what it was. Again, he's a player on our football team. He understands that we root for the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's what we root for. We might have a player we like, but that's our team up the road there, and that's who we'll root for.
There were key players in team Denzel Ward went up high mm-hmm. vertically to deflect the ball. Once on Gordon in the end zone, once on Landry or Higgins. Do you see him now totally healthy, and is that an example of what attracted you guys?
I think so. Yeah, he's talented. You know, and every day he's getting better, and the more he competes with Josh and Landry and Corey and the rest of our crew, the better he's going to be, you know. But every day I see him getting a little better, you know. The speed of the game's not too big for him. The stage isn't too big for him, and he's out there making plays. He's just got to continue to make more.
How is Agba coming along with the foot?
Good. He practiced yesterday. Again, he took it all yesterday, gave him a day off today. You know, again, we're going to ease those guys back, but he is practicing and competing. He was out there yesterday, did some really good things.
Coach, just what kind of season are you looking at? Coming up, you know, if he can stay healthy and he's scared in his second year.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is year three for him, you know, and I know he's chomping at the bit to get back out there. You know, we got to pull him back a little bit because he's ready to go, but I anticipate him having a good season. But in order to do that, he's got to have a remaining good OTAs, a great off season, and then he's got to come back to training camp locked and loaded and ready to go.
Hey, Coach, with that left tackle spot being such a big, you know, under the microscope as training camp opens, is it hard to get a real read on that until you put the pads on?
Absolutely. You know, we have bodies there now, you know, obviously spearheaded by Sean Coleman. But as you said, we'll know more once, you know, the real bullets start flying and you got to really block people with pads on. Right now we're just pushing people by and doing those things. And we have some candidates over there. But again, we'll know more about that position as we get into training camp.
And it looked like Callaway limped off.
Yeah, it's just a growing, you know, it's a growing. And again, as you know, when you're a young player, those things could be lingering. So we wanted to get him out, but he's doing some good things. I've been really impressed by him. Very talented player, and I would hate that if he has to miss any time, but I'd rather it be now than later on.
What signs do you see that the year of experience will help Myles Garrett grow?
I think nothing's new to him now. You know, I think he knows and how you go about studying and knowing your opponents a little bit better, understanding the system, understanding what Coach Williams expects and wants from you at that position. And I think the biggest thing for Miles is staying healthy. You know, obviously, hopefully those issues are behind us where we have him out there every day, all the time, and in every game. That's going to be the thing that gets him to where he needs to be.
Did you think he was passionate enough last year? And I'm asking that from the standpoint that something Dorsey said during the offseason was along the lines of, not that he was dogging it by any means, but he just wants a little more juice out of him.
Well, because it's in there. We know it's in there. I don't think it was from that standpoint. I think it was more of there's an expectation of him to be an elite player, and he is an elite player, and you got to do it all the time. You know, I think that's the challenge. Maybe John was serving up, and it's no different a challenge than I would to Miles. I mean, you're supposed to be one of the best players in this league. Go be it every week, and I think he will.
Now, Michael Kendrick said he's going to visit a few teams this week, and you guys were one of them. Do you know if he's been here yet? What does it say that it looks like you guys have a pretty solid linebacking core, but you'd be thinking about even adding somebody else?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to comment that way, but again, if there's a player that we're bringing in here, we feel like he can help our football team be better, you know. So hopefully we're not going to turn down good football players. If we can get any more players that are good and that can help our football team, then we'll do it, I'm sure.
This is, I'm not sure if it's the first time Gordon is here for the beginning of offseason.
Yes. First time since I've been here.
Yeah, there haven't been. And physically, you know, what he looks like. I mean, give us an update on him. And what could be in here from day one with Haley's offense meeting?
Makes a huge difference. I mean, it's not even about the offense. It's just being with your teammates. is spending time with the quarterback. The guy's got to throw you the ball. It's, you know, Tyrod and that group understanding, you know, how Josh gets in and comes out of breaks and the things he does well and the things he's got to keep working at. And I just think there is a calmness in our locker room because he's in there. You know, he's in there and we truly know he's going to be a part of what we do from day one. And we need to continue to keep that going in that direction. And he's done a great job. And again, credit goes to him because he's got to do the work and that's what he's doing.
Hey, Hugh, in rookie minicamp, we talked to you and Baker Mayfield a lot about adjusting to working under center.
Uh-huh.
And not only taking the snap, but footwork, seeing the field from that different perspective. How's he come along in that area?
He's done a good job. I mean, we haven't had, I think there's only been one other ball on the ground that way. You know, so I think that, again, I said it before, that's a tribute to him. He spends the time, they get out here and do quarterback center exchange early. I mean, that's what pros do. You got to solve the problems. And so he's working at all those things, but he's really come on and done that well. So, again, there's no live rush, sure. You know, anything like that. So, again, but he's doing good.
Corbett's still at the second team left tackle. Is it fair to say he'll enter training camp at left tackle?
It's fair to say that he'll get a chance over there. You know, I don't, the numbers or who's first, who's second, honestly don't matter. But we're going to try him out there, and we'll try him at guard. As we said when we drafted him, his versatility is what really sold us on him. You know, his ability to do a lot of different things because you got to have guys, whether they're first-line guys or second-line guys, that can line up in different positions when you're talking about putting the best five guys out there and then having the best seven or eight guys on your team.
But there's nothing that can happen in OTAs that would eliminate him under consideration.
No, sir. No.
You got to see him.
Absolutely.
Him.
What sorts of things have you seen from Coleman, the wideout, that would make you think that he can be, he can play like you would expect the top receiver in the draft to play?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Corey, he's been out here every day. He's been dependable. You know, he's been dependable and accountable, and he's working at it each and every day. I think Corey, this is year three, and I think he wants to take the next step in his development. So he's working. Again, he's getting to know the quarterbacks, all of them, as well as he can. And I think that's all you can do right now at this point. The real test for him will be once we go to training camp and really start into the season. He's got to continue to get better and work at his craft, and I think he'll do that.
Is Zeitler coming back from something? Zeitler?
Yeah.
Strango's been in there?
Yeah, he just had a little hamstring today. You know, so we've been taking him out of team situations, so I don't want to do anything to have that thing just aggravated. So, again, we're watching our guys pretty closely. But Kevin's fine.
Hey, Hugh, how looking forward are you to get Friday behind you?
Oh, very much so. It's called a dip and get out. Okay? Get in, get out. Move on with your life. You know, I'm just excited about our organization, Dee and Jimmy, being a part of everything that we're trying to accomplish here from top to bottom. And the people in the organization have been outstanding. And I've learned to shut my mouth a little bit more. You know, don't say something that you might end up having to do. And we'll get it behind us. But again, I think it's going to be something that's going to be special for a great cause as well. And like I said, it's going to be a cleansing of our organization too.
How many are jumping in with you?
Right now, I know we have 100 for sure, you know, and that says a lot, like I said. And, you know, I didn't even include the coaching staff in that, but they better come. So, but no, we're going in, and we're going to come out, too, I promise you that.
Have you told him to ask any players?
I haven't done that yet. That's my tomorrow speech, you know. You know, if they want to come, those who want to get it off of them, come on and jump in with us, you know. But, no, it's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be something that's special to me and our organization and the people involved, because I truly believe that this is going to turn the page on a lot of things that's gone on here.
You know how high are going to be jumping in fears?
High?
Yeah.
High? No, I'm not worried about height. We said water in, get out. Okay? That's what it will be.
Good?
Thank you.
Thank you.